This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
So I had it for what? I don't know if I should save it to tomorrow or tell you right now. This is so bad. I think I need to tell you right now. This is so bad. So a Massachusetts man apparently learned the hard way that the judgment-free zone philosophy at a Planet Fitness, I'll just say their name, only goes so far. Police say a 34-year-old Eric Stagno was walking around naked. He was naked at the Planet Stove. At the Planet Stove gym before settling in on the yoga mats.
Ew.
Police arrived at the Planet Fitness to find him nude on his knees in a yoga type position. So my man was in downward dog, butt, booty, naked. On a yoga mat. Can somebody throw this yoga mat away? We are not going to wipe this mat down.
Burn it.
We're going to throw it away. We're going to burn it.
Burn that.
Where's
yoga
the incinerator?
Mat?
Yeah. We're not just going to throw it away because that means someone could take that mat and use it. No, that mat needs to be destroyed.
I mean, I already at the gym, you know, when somebody leaves equipment like real sweaty, oh, it's the worst.
It's the worst, man.
Don't.
Stop being nasty.
Leave the gym and don't ever come back if you do that. But if you're putting your naked butt on the yoga mat, on the equipment, on anything like that, I mean, the equipment's just got to go. It's just
maybe
gotta,
this guy's just confident in who he is.
I would hope so if you're going to – or on drugs. One of
he took the judgment-free zone way too literally.
It's not too far. We're not judging you until we're judging you, you know.
Yeah. Like – I got questions here. I got questions. Did you – exit your vehicle and walk into the gym butt naked?
That's a good question.
Or did you get into the dressing room?
Forgot your workout clothes.
And then you was like, you know what? I'm feeling myself today. I've been working on my six pack.
Mm-hmm.
Judgment free zone. Oh, I'm doing yoga butt booty naked today. I mean, because if you entered the Planet Fitness, you exit your vehicle in the parking lot, you're butt naked. I'm sorry. If I'm working at Planet Fitness, you don't get in. I'm locking the door. You're walking up to the door, and I see all that, or a little of that, whatever you want to call it.
You're running up. Nope.
I'm locking the door. Sorry, sir. We are closed.
Yep.
We are closed.
I know it says 24 hours on the door, but nope.
We're closed, man. Where's your draws? Go get your draws.
Mm. Just trying to lay the Mac down and that girl across the way in the yoga class.
But you can do that with your clothes on.
Maybe he had been trying and it didn't work.
Some would say you could be more successful with your clothes on.
My goodness.
In that vein. That's rough.
My man was on the yoga mats.
How does it say how old this dude was?
He was on the yoga mats on his knees in a yoga position. So
hey, sometimes you got to put your best foot forward.
You walk up and this dude is all... He's on all fours, butt naked.
34-year-old Eric Stagno. So this is like your, like, think of, you know, if you work in an office, the slightly below middle-aged people that you work with, naked in a Planet Fitness.
Imagine like the yoga area is in a room and you have to make a turn, like you have to turn a corner to enter the yoga section.
And bang!
And he is facing away from you. And you make that turn, and you're like, whoa!
Into the dark demise.
Whoa, man! Whoa!
Greeted with something you never wanted to see.
Yeah, I'm canceling my membership. Right then and there. Yeah, I'm going home, and I'm doing a Rocky workout. Yeah. I'm done. I don't need any machines.
You need is the Herschel Walker special.
I'm good, man. Herschel Walker, Rocky workout.
The pull-ups.
That's all I need.
The push-ups. The sit-ups. The eggs and the, you know, the raw eggs.
I'm done.
Running up and down the street.
I'm done with gyms. I don't need any machines. All right, so today's birthday, Sway Event listener Thomas Wood and Laura Drew Holmes there in West Tennessee. So happy birthday to Thomas and
happy
Laura.
Happy birthday.
We do understand that Jeremy Pruitt, what he said about what he considers success, that what he considers success is
what he wanted out of this season for our fans was this the way it was for
this season was for our fans to be able to say, man, I'm proud of that football team.
Win, lose, or draw, coming out of that stadium, you claim that team. That's my football team.
Y'all do realize that this is La La Land. This is coach speak. This is not realistic.
It's coach speak, but it can also be true for the state of the program you're coming out of.
For this season.
For the used car salesman that was running the show beforehand.
That's fine. I'm telling you what sounds good today and will not be the case when we start playing games.
It's not what will be judged. Unfortunately not.
Well, I don't know that I would I don't know that I would say if I can look at this team and be proud of them that that's a success. I wouldn't call that a success, but I would say that that is something good that's happening.
It's a step in the right direction.
Yes. I'm not going to call that a success.
It's a step towards success.
But just if there is clear evidence that the culture has changed, that this team is playing harder. Like that. Those are all good.
Not getting down by two or three scores in the first half.
Yeah.
And just sending it in.
Okay,
body language at that point, too.
I understand. That's important.
The edge that Tennessee teams are known to play with.
That's important.
But at the end of the day, it's all wins.
But again, we're talking about judging success this season. And I use the example during the break. It's like when you have to tell someone some bad news, and you don't want to tell them, but they guarantee you that they would not be mad if you just tell them. Come on, tell me. I won't be mad. I won't be mad. Just tell me. I promise. I won't be mad. And then you tell them, and then they are mad. We can sit here and say that all we are looking for to look at this season as a success is to be proud of our football team. That's great today to say that. But we know if Tennessee loses to Florida, folks are going to be hotter than fish grease. They're going to be mad.
Yes.
And that's okay.
And like understandably that, so.
That's okay. What matters is the win-loss record at the end of the day. I remember being a player, and I remember giving 110% on the play, but not making the play. In the meetings, my coach didn't say, hey, man, whew. Hey, it gave 110%. It looked good. No, it was, did you get the job done or not? That's how you're a judge. And all I'm saying is I'm not trying to poo-poo on what Jeremy Pruitt said because I understand what he is saying. I do. But we also have to take a step in the real world and also know that it's going to be the result that ultimately matters.
Yes, and nobody ever disagreed with that fact. But with this season, could you not maybe open your mind enough to see that the fan base, their current state, and this isn't everybody, but I would say the majority, they're down right now. They are looking for something, anything, where we can, gosh, they've got something moving in the right direction. At least, gosh, that looked like a football play. Two in a row. Man, we're lining up in the I formation inside the five. You're starting to see subtle differences that lead to the inkling, hey, we're moving in the right direction. This can be successful in the future.
Yes.
It's not all going to come to fruition this year. 5-7, 6 wins, 7-5, regardless of what it is this season, are you going to be able to see signs of success, signs that the culture is changing, signs that the toughness and that the edge that the power T brings and is expected to bring is back?
Pruitt did not want to make a promise that would get him in trouble. You didn't want to put a win-loss number on the season. So Pruitt guaranteed you something. Or not really guaranteed, but he said something that if Tennessee plays hard, plays smart, then they'll be in a lot of games and they'll be able to win games. That's like saying, hey, what I can promise you is that we'll play mistake-free football and we'll play with effort. Well, that is an important ingredient to winning. So if Pruitt delivers on that, if our fans are able to say, man, I'm proud of that football team, that means they're going to win some games that they're not supposed to win. That means they're going to go to a bowl game. But if they go out there and you're there, you're watching them play, and after every game you're like, man, I'm glad that's my team. I'm proud of my team. And they lose seven games? I'm sorry. It's not okay. You're not going to be okay. You're going to be upset.
But are you going to feel the same way you did last year?
You're going to be upset.
I'm not saying you have to feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Like, oh,
yay. It doesn't
matter. We didn't go 4-8.
It doesn't matter, man.
I think you're taking what I said and making it the extreme case of, well, it all just comes down to wins and losses. Nobody's ever denying that. I'm saying coming from the absolute slop that we came from, seeing the really sad football team to watch for the second half of that season and parts in the first half, are we going to see glimpses of that this year? Are we going to see a team that's going to put forth the effort that you expect, knowing that they have some deficiencies and knowing that the staff has only had their hands with them 7-8 months?
Well,
if that.
I look at how I felt after.
Can you see that we're moving in the right direction?
I look at how I felt after the 2014 season, where Tennessee went 7-6,
mm-hmm.
beat Iowa in the bowl game. It was Iowa. And I look at how I felt after that season where, yeah, that wasn't a successful season. He went 7-6, 6-6 in the regular season. It wasn't great. But you saw in that team, this isn't Derek Dooley. You know, you whipped up on a Big Ten team, and you won the entirety of the latter half of that season, you know, beat Kentucky and Vanderbilt and sort of took care of your business there. Yes, it wasn't great, but at least you know you're moving in the right direction. So, yeah, not satisfied, but I wasn't steaming mad. I wasn't like, ugh, we didn't win 10 games.
We've all agreed on this show, for it to be a successful season in Tennessee's eyes, you're competing for an SEC championship and you're competing for the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Right? That's a successful season. That's reaching the goals of Tennessee football.
I think each year.
But we're not there yet.
I think each year has its own level of expectations. I think the expectation you have for a program that is running on all cylinders is competing for a championship each and every year. But you have players that you lose to the NFL. You have players that you lose to graduation. You play young players. You may have a quarterback that's not good. You may have, you know, this weakness, that weakness. And so you're going to have this expectation depending on a certain set of circumstances. And whether or not you reach those expectations or exceed them, I think determines if you are successful that season. But the general expectation for a football program at Tennessee running on all cylinders with all the tradition, the support, the resources should be a run to the division championship every single year.
Yes.
The SEC East Championship every year. My point is we are saying what we're saying today in the summer, that as long as we're proud of our team, that's good. But you can't tell me that you were not pissed when Tennessee was getting the brakes beat off of us at Ole Miss in 2014. You're going to be upset. Like, that's my point. Like, you're saying what you're saying now, but you're going to be steaming upset, and you're going to forget that you ever said anything about, as long as we're able to say that I'm proud of that football team. You're saying this now?
But are you going to be saying that if you get the brakes beat off of you? I don't think I am.
If you lose a game because one of our players make a bad play or our coach makes a bad call, then you're going to be upset too.
I mean, you're going to be upset either way because you get the loss. I'm just saying, like, you play hard to the end of the whistle, you're seeing a completely different football team with the makeup, the size, the effort from last year. I don't think you're going to get the brakes beat off of you by an Ole Miss caliber team, or really any caliber team. Brakes beat off of you, you're not going to claim that team, or you're not going to want to claim that team after any game that they take a loss that big. That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Here. Tennessee is picked to, what, win five games? Maybe six?
Max, yeah.
But, I mean, most of the people are picking Tennessee to win five games. If Tennessee wins six games or seven games in the regular season, my point is that that can be considered success because that is tangible. That's something that you can see. That's a number next to it. Saying that, oh, I'm proud of this team, no matter if we win or lose, I mean, how do you quantify that? How do you know that's really success or not? That's all I'm questioning, is that it's easy to say now, but when we get to the season, we're not going to hear that. I'm telling you. I've been doing this for a couple years. During the season, I haven't heard much about, I mean, hey, man, hey, 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 play hard. Hey, they play hard. They had a chance to win, man. I mean, no. You lose, folks upset, folks expect to win. That's all I'm saying. Hour 3 continues after this.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
We'll be right back.
865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline here in the Swain Event. 865-255-03, again, 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports. Swain Event app, free for Android, Apple devices. Hour 3, powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Charlie found himself a really, 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 really good article with a great talking point there as we transition away from splitting hairs on what Jervin Pruitt said and what we consider a successful season or not. Different fans have their own take, but we'll move on.
So I would just be interested to hear y'all's thoughts and our listeners' thoughts on this. So we know Tennessee's fans had a giant impact on this coaching search.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously took it over and more or less made Tennessee give up their pursuit of Greg Schiano. And something on a much, much smaller scale happened at Arizona, it seems. So there is this article from Bleacher Report, Matt Hayes at Bleacher Report, about Arizona quarterback Khalil Tate. So Arizona was looking to hire their coach, and they were deep in talks with Navy's coach, Ken Niumatalolo. I believe is how you say it. Niumatalolo. And Khalil Tate, the starting quarterback who was so great last year, I mean, that dude ran all over everybody.
Yep.
He tweeted out, "I didn't come to Arizona to run the triple option." That's all he said. And in this article to Matt Hayes, ultimately, Arizona went away from Ken Niumatalolo, hired Kevin Sumlin. And in this article to Matt Hayes, Khalil Tate said, "I knew exactly what I was doing when I tweeted that out. I don't do Twitter. When I tweet something, I download the app, I tweet, then I delete the app from my phone. So when I tweet, it is important." And he goes on to say that he did that on purpose. He didn't want Ken Niumatalolo to be hired to be his coach. I wouldn't want to run triple option either, frankly. And so this is interesting to me because, more or less, I mean, your starting quarterback came out and said, "I don't want this," and the school changed its decision. And so there's a lot of implications there that, you know, that's something that couldn't happen before Twitter existed. Mm. That couldn't have. No, similar to what Tennessee fans did. That was all social media driven in this, you know, this protest that ended up happening. I think there's some interesting implications there.
There's this sense. There's this feeling that players should just be happy they're playing, not have a voice, not have an opinion, and
use the stage you have.
Know their role, you know. We've heard,
I hate that.
Yeah, we've heard, you know, NFL owners talk about, you know, you can't let the prisoners run the prison or whatever. No, you have power. Student athletes, you have power. And a couple of years ago, the students in Northwestern realized they had power and thought about starting a union to push against the NCAA. Didn't really go far, but the idea was good. And student athletes, you do have power. Absolutely. Remember, the Minnesota football team was thinking about not playing their bowl game because they felt like one of their teammates was done wrong. And they got the university moving, mm-hmm. with making the decision, with coming to a middle ground, and they wound up playing the bowl game. But those players were adamant about sitting out and petitioning. I love this from this Arizona quarterback, because who puts in the work? Who's putting his life on the line? Who's putting his body on the line? It's this player. He's putting in the work every single day. He's doing everything that's asked of him. He's going to class. He's representing the university with class. I haven't seen him getting arrested or anything like that.
Nope.
He's a quarterback. The same way offense coordinators will sit down with the quarterback and ask him, "Hey, what plays do you like this week?" Because his input matters to a football game, to a football game's game plan. If I'm a quarterback and my best skill set is throwing from the pocket and maybe use my legs when I need to, why would you bring in a coach who does not do anything that fits my game? I'm sorry, I only get 4 years here at Arizona. Mm. I only get 4 or 5 years here. So I love this because he's speaking up for his career And he doesn't want his hard work to just go down the drain, bringing in a coach that does not do what he is really good at. So I like this. Do we see more of this?
I hope so.
Do we see more players say, no, we have power. We're doing everything right. We're representing the university with class. What y'all are doing, I don't agree with it. I would have loved to see Tennessee players, when we tried to hire Graciano, step up and go, uh-uh.
Yep.
Uh-uh.
I mean, you're obviously wanting any student-athlete, with regardless of what situation that they're dealing with, to be responsible with these words and with these actions, because you do have power, you do have a voice, and you have that platform, so utilize it correctly. But we could also see this, you know, becoming a slippery slope.
It could.
If it continues to progress. But I think right now, in this manner, it's perfect.
I think that... Obviously,
it's needed.
If you've listened to the show at length, you know where I stand on the NCAA. Not a big fan. Don't really like the way they do things and the way that players are treated in the system. And these players do have so much power, and it should be utilized. And I would say, take it a step further and take it to the NCAA. If you don't want your jersey sold. And yes, it doesn't have your name on the back, but you know that the reason that it's flying off the shelves is because of you. Speak up and say that.
Yeah.
Don't let that happen.
They stopped doing that, though.
They have. The NCAA.
Manziel's last year.
Yes, because it got outed specifically by Jay Billis. I remember he was very, very vocal about it. So, they backed off of doing things like that. But for things in that vein, speak up. Say it. I mean, you saw the biggest example to me was Missouri when they said, yeah, we're not going to play unless such and such. And basically, that whole school ground to a halt where they were like, whoa.
Well, yeah, you had a kid who refused to eat until the racial topics that was addressed there. And so the players who, majority of their football team is black, they back that player. And then the coach had no choice but to back his players and put Missouri in a really, really weird spot.
But it just shows you know, I'm not saying I agree or disagree with what those players did, but it showed the incredible amount of power that these players have. Without these players, college football's not happening.
Yeah. And without college football, these players don't have a platform either. Mm-hmm. They don't have opportunity to get education.
It's a mutually beneficial relationship. It's not one-sided.
I tell you, if there was one sport, one group of players that had the power to make a stand, it is basketball players. Yes. Because you cannot play and just go overseas and make money and then go to the NBA if you really want to. Mm-hmm. Football, there's really nowhere else for you to go. If you want to go to the NFL, you got to suck it up. You got to take whatever the NCAA is giving you, whatever the school is giving you, because you don't have any options. Either play college, get your education paid for, or go back home and not have opportunity to do anything. But if you're a basketball player, I remember when Brandon Jennings came out of high school, and there was this one-year rule that you had to go to college. He was like, psh, I ain't going there. I'm going overseas. Be a professional. And then he was drafted into the NBA. So basketball players have options. If they really wanted to, they could petition during the NCAA tournament. And the big-time players would still go to the NBA.
We'll see it at some point.
Yeah. They can still go to the NBA. They can recover. Football players, they can't so much. All right, Swain Event will continue after these messages live from the Low T Center studio. Be right back. Stay with us.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Rock, go, show. your car insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
I have a question, and this question popped into my head yesterday. I was going to ask it on the show, and I'm glad I remembered.
You're really seeking guidance. You're seeking wise counsel.
Yes. Men, this relates to you, but I need all answers here. I need all opinions. You know how sometimes you wear gym shorts, and there is a pocket on the left, pocket on the right, and the pockets are not deep. When you sit down, things fall out of your pocket. Men, we carry our cell phones, we carry our wallets. What if you
keys?
Yeah, keys. What if you possess some AirPods? Okay, you have to put those things in a little small compartment to hold them. What if you have those too? What are you using to transport all these things? Are you using a fanny pack, or are you using a what this website calls a shoulder bag, aka
going hidden answer number three.
A man purse.
Hit me up with that drawstring bag.
And then number three, the drawstring bag that you put just on, you know.
Which is very informal.
Yeah, it's something you get like at a free church camp.
Yeah, you get like,
all right, but you're wearing basketball shorts. How much, you know, formal is going on here with
There's nice shorts.
With our toting.
There's nice basketball shorts now. There's nice basketball shorts. And
you're looking at what I got on over
there's
here.
There's your Russell Athletic, you know, basketball shorts. You know, Jordan makes some really nice basketball shorts that, I mean, hey. But you only have two pockets.
I'm very pro fanny pack. Love a good fanny pack.
Right up on the breastbone, though. Can't have that thing around the waist. No, way too easy to have that thing.
You can't have it up there, man.
Picked in.
That's Richard Simmons.
I like.
That's Dwight Schrute.
I like right at the waist. You know, slightly to the right of center. You know.
Okay.
Give me that drawstring back.
And you can. There are a lot of cool options here. It seems just on what is this Zoomies? I don't know what that is. But
it's a place in the mall too.
Oh really?
Yeah, Zoomies in the mall.
News to me. But
free advertising.
Well, I don't think a place like that would.
It's all good. But I mean, this is a real question. This is a real question because our guy Cam Sutton at the Orange and White game had on a Louis Vuitton over the shoulder bag.
There you go.
Okay.
And not just a shoulder bag or a bag. Over the shoulder.
It was over
you
the shoulder.
Wear it cross.
It was over the shoulder. It was a Louis.
Yeah.
It was clean now.
Left shoulder to right
but
side.
But it's something that a lot of men are not comfortable wearing. Unless you are very comfortable with your with your manhood. But fanny packs, they're coming back. Are you doing a fanny pack? Are you doing the over-the-shoulder bag, or are you doing a drawstring bag that you wear on your back? I need help here because
depends on the scene I'm entering.
Yeah, because when I used to work, the office job, I would fly pretty often, and for that I did leather over-the-shoulder kind of laptop bag thing.
Yeah, but
for everything.
What if you are just going to the mall, or you just going somewhere where you don't need a laptop? I mean, you don't want to lug around a big old bag. You need something just enough to hold your keys, your phone, your AirPods, your wallet.
I say fanny.
You can't put all those things in your pocket because you can't walk around with a big, big bulge on the side of your pants.
Yeah,
on this side.
That was well done.
On the side of your pants. You can't walk around with the bulge on the side. I repeat, the side.
No, it absolutely looks ridiculous. Like sometimes I have to run to the grocery store at night or whatever, and I'll be wearing athletic shorts, and you put your wallet and your keys in there, and you're just like.
Ultimately think Jason's trying to figure out what he's going to do when he starts power walking this week.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do if I decide
to get some. Your newest mall walker.
Well, I will do it.
Jason Swain.
I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do if I get me a pair of AirPods maybe one day, because.
Easy to lose.
My wife has some, and so she has a purse. So I was thinking to myself, well, what the heck do you do if you are a man and you have all these things you have to keep up with? Are you doing the fanny pack or the shoulder bag or the drawstring bag on the back? All right, let's get to Turkey Man. Turkey Man, good morning.
Turkey Man.
Good morning, individual. I tell you what, you did a back toward me. I felt like you when I asked you a question sometimes. I'm like, what? What? You lost me there, brother.
Hey, man, this is a real thing, Turkey Man. This is a real thing. This is real. You may, all your pants, Turkey Man, you may have like four or five pockets. But there's people out here. There's guys that wear shorts or pants that only have two pockets. And so this is a really good question. If you have five or six things, two pockets, what do you do?
Well, it goes back to Rich's discipline. Cargo pants. Okay. Cargo.
Hey, man. So.
On the side. Rich's discipline. I think it has little to do with that.
Rich's discipline.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I mean, cargo pockets. You can put stuff in cargo pockets, side pockets. And the thing about it is you can chop them breeches off and make them short if you want to, because I don't do shorts too much. I ain't never seen that much white meat since Thanksgiving I do that.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I mean?
No, you didn't. You didn't just say that. No, you didn't. You didn't. You didn't just say that. You didn't just say white meat. You didn't do that, Turkey Man. I'm dreaming. You didn't say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm just. Yeah. Each different.
What is going on right now?
There you go. I did have a question until I got sidetracked and I got lost in the shuffle.
We both lost, Turkey Man.
Lost in sauce. Yeah, I got lost in sauce. Hey, you know, I got fired up there about Bo when he called in there, and I was thinking about the minister defense,
that's right,
number 92, and I was thinking about praying with him, picking him up, dust him off. Then I got to thinking about, you know, that old saying we used to all the time, get him in the mouth.
That's right, get him in the mouth.
Well, we leave the helmet, we go get a penalty now. They have changed it so much that a lot of the way it used to be, you got to be more disciplined in how you approach it. But I think about hitting them out. I think about taking that crown of that helmet and just burying it right up under that face mask. And now they can slow it down to say he led with that crown of the helmet.
That's
right. And I wanted you to kind of before you got to talk about purses, I kind of wanting when I called in, I was thinking about the change in the rule has changed the discipline of hitting them in the mouth. And the other thing I was going to ask you as a player, because I heard this, and it's true. There's been games you've won, and you was mad because of the way you performed.
Yes.
The way how you played. And then there's games that you lost that you're proud of how they performed on the field and how the way the players, you know, put out and how they carried yourself. You as a player, can you go back and think, and I'm not wanting you to do no participation trophy, I'm not asking that.
No.
But I'm asking you to go back as a player how that you was proud of your team in a loss, and how that you was disappointed in a win as a player?
That's a great question.
I definitely got one for disappointing a win, 2005 UAB game. That, you know, that
what
game,
a nail biter.
That game was way too close.
17-10, right?
That was the start of a really bad nightmare. We won the game, but it didn't feel like a win. It was not a good feeling at all. So I can tell you that right off the top of my head. 05 UAB game, first game of the season, preseason ranked number 2, play like trash, won the game.
I could think of this. Obviously, I did not play on this team, but Tennessee basketball, when they beat Furman this year, like that game was close the entire time. And it honestly came down to, like, Tennessee had to do some stuff down the stretch to really close out. And it was tough, actually, against Furman, a team that lost 9 games the entire year. And Rick Barnes exploded on them in the locker room afterwards. You could hear him down the hallway yelling at the team.
I think basketball is different, though.
It's definitely different.
I just think that's...
But that's a game that immediately comes to mind in recent history that I would say... That team was disappointed in a win.
Yeah, I think basketball is so different because if you're skilled and you're making shots, I mean, you can beat anybody. But in football, if you're Tennessee, there's no way you should be struggling with UMass because you're bigger, you're stronger, you're faster, you have more talent. I'm sorry, it just doesn't add up. But basketball, you know, it can be any given day. The Turkey Man asked me if there's a game where we lost, and I felt good about. No, there's no game. But as I look back on it, I know we gave everything we had to beat Auburn in 2004, the SEC Championship game. I mean, we were swinging. Gerald Riggs had long runs. Cedric Houston had long runs.
Crazy environment.
Referees, I mean, just phantom.
That was a tough
phantom
one.
Holding calls. I mean, we punched them in the mouth.
Second road game I ever went to.
Oh, we gave them everything that we had. Auburn was probably the best football team in the country, them and USC. And we punched them in the mouth. We gave them everything that we had. And it just wasn't good enough because that team had, I want to say, 5 or 6 first rounders. It took me a long time to get to that point where I was like, I mean, golly, Auburn was good. I mean, we punched them the best. We punched them as hard as we could. It wasn't good enough. But I have never felt that way immediately after the game. We lost the game, and they were just better than us. And I was like, oh, well, I mean, we gave it our all, and hey, you know. But people can say they're proud of us because of how hard we play. No. But, you know, months later, years later, I can look at that Auburn team in 04 and go, I mean, goodness, that team was just good.
Went undefeated.
Yeah, that team
technically didn't win the national championship, although
they didn't. Soft schedule. Mm-hmm. Didn't deserve it. Didn't deserve to play for one. That schedule was soft. S-O-F, capital T, soft. That out-of-conference schedule was soft.
Carlos Rogers.
They played.
Cadillac, Ronnie.
Played
Jason
Louise.
Campbell.
Louisiana Monroe,
mm-hmm.
The Citadel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, is that it? Louisiana Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to be better than that.
Soft.
But
out of conference schedule. That's why they didn't play for a national championship. That schedule was soft out of conference. All right, take our last break of the day. Stay with us. Swain Event.
Hour three of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, mostly cloudy with a high of 87 and a low around 68. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 88 and a low around 67. Thursday also looks to be mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Weather on the Swain Event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain Event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
If you've ever had surgery, you may have experienced sticker shock when you received all of your bills. There's one for the surgeon, one for the facilities, one for anesthesia. The list goes on, and it can be totally overwhelming. Thankfully, Premier Surgical Associates offers a different way. Premier offers packages for laparoscopic gallbladder and select hernia procedures performed at the Premier Surgery Center on Paper Mill Drive. It's one price, one bill, and you know the total cost up front. It's exceptional care at an affordable price. Visit Premier Surgery Packages.com right now to find out more about all of the excellent services that they offer. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk. Nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The berry punch and activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the pure recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The chocolate gladiator and the chocolate shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK.
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
With the hot weather and humidity comes mosquitoes and other pests. Let Southeast Termite and Pest Control take care of that problem for you. They offer one-time or package treatments that control biting adults as well as larvae. Southeast Termite and Pest Control has been in business since 1971 and is local and family-owned. They offer free estimates and quotes with no obligations. So don't get bit anymore. Go with the pest control company you can trust. Call Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or find them online at southeasttermite.com.
Huge thanks to Austin Price of VolQuest for joining the show today, dropping some recruiting nuggets and giving us some really good information. The thing that stood out for me is he feels like there'll be more than 2 commitments before the end of the month. That is next Tuesday. That is the 31st. Charlie's boy, Jim Harbaugh.
My boy, he's y'all's boy.
No.
I was the one criticizing him, and then y'all were like, you can't criticize Jim Harbaugh.
Well, you're trying to fire Harbaugh. That's a difference.
Well, that's true.
I do not sound like that.
Yeah. You're trying to fire him.
Fine.
You and Feinbaum, y'all love some Jim Harbaugh. So, Jim Harbaugh made some comments at the media days. Nick Saban can make these comments. Urban Meyer can make these comments. Jimbo Fisher can make these comments. Dabo Swinney can make these comments. Jim Harbaugh can't make these comments, man. He can't do this. Charlie?
He said, when asked about the college football playoff, he said, thoughts on the playoff system. I guess the first thing that comes to mind is more would be more. More would be better in the playoffs for 4-in right now. Let's go to 8 and eventually get to 16. Is what he had to say.
You can't say this. There's not a more overrated, high-profile coach in the country than Jim Harbaugh.
Currently, for sure.
And I love me some Jim Harbaugh. I really do. But coming from the NFL, taking a team to Super Bowl, getting paid what you're being paid, doing all the things that you've done in the offseason with the annex and stuff like that, the last person that needs to be talking about making it easier to win a championship is Jim Harbaugh. Like, as fans, it would be great to get a 8-team playoff, a 12-team playoff, 16-team playoff, whatever. Yeah, because we get more great games. Give me some more Georgia-Oklahoma. I'll take that.
I would love it.
I'll take that. That game was better than the national championship game. I'll take it. Nick Saban is right. It does diminish the importance of conference championship games. But give me a good game all day. Harbaugh, you can't say this, man. You can't say this. You can't do this. It makes you look really bad. It does.
Dan Murphy on ESPN has an article up on Urban Meyer's decision to cut ties with Zach Smith. Urban Meyer called it, quote, a very tough call.
Tough call? Oh, Lord.
Two domestic assault allegations. Tough? I'm not sure what's so tough about
that. Tough? Oh, my goodness. That is our time for today. Swain Event fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Hour 3 powered by Low T Center, lowtcenter.com. Swain Event TV driven by Toyota Knoxville and toyotaknoxville.com. Hope you have a great, great Tuesday. For Brad Matthews, Charlie Burris, I'm Jason Swain. Peace and love. We're out.